The Holy Gospel today comes from Mark, the first
chapter. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And he went a little further. He saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Has anybody done net fishing like that? Ever tried that? Raise your hand if you've ever tried that net fishing. All right, so we've got a... Did you have any luck catching fish? Yeah? Yeah? Did you do it in the Sea of Galilee by chance? No? the Sea of Superior, yes. Lake Superior. the greatest sea of all, yes, in the Midwest. As I was thinking about this tackle box and, looking at all these lures and these sharp hooks, I don't think that's what Jesus was talking about. You find a way to trick people into Jesus. Trick people. Oh, this really is a worm. For real. Come on into the church. Jesus loves you. You know you want it. I don't think that's what it's about. And this text is strange, and the whole gospel of Mark is strange because it's and immediately, and then this happened, and that happened, and this happened. Right before this, Jesus is baptized, and you are my beloved, God says. And then boom, the next scene is he's calling these four people. Calling them, and they go instantly. They drop everything they're doing, and they follow Jesus. And then the next scene we'll find next week is he starts healing. So just boom, boom, boom. That's how the story goes. But in this story, we have this, for whatever reason, these folks who are minding their own business see Jesus, and he says, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near, follow me." What do you think that's all about? I mean, could you do that? Have you ever done that? Have you ever followed someone like so strikingly like that? You're doing something, and then you see something that is so... Jesus had to be compelling. Something about Jesus had to be compelling that you... It's like, I should follow that. I got to look into that. What is that all about? I mean, that's what the text suggests. When it says repent, another word is turn. 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 Turn, and I think it's turn to the light. When Jesus called them... It's a beckoning. That's another word for the Greek word. Calling is beckoning. Come. Come. And follow me. Jesus must have been just this bright beacon. You know how on the coast there are beacons to make sure people, boats don't collide with the shore. Strong lights, that's the idea. This beacon that Jesus must have been that caused them to, okay, I'm in. I'm going to abandon everything and follow you. Can you imagine doing that? Well, perhaps it's not in our real lives now as dramatic as this story. Perhaps it's not. And the reason I say that is because I think in this text, when Jesus says, "Follow me and we'll fish for people," I really think it's net fishing that he's talking about, and that he's saying, "Follow me and I will teach you how to love. This is what it looks like to love people." And I think he's saying also in this gospel, I'm going to tell you right now, love, that's what it's all about, but it's not always easy. It can be very hard to love, and it can be very costly, but it's what it's about. I think of the first example I think of when I think about love and the costliness of love and what Jesus is after is best dad. Best dad, Bruce. He's 80 years old, 82, 83 years old, 82 years old. And when I met him, when I was first dating Beth, we go down to Ridgefield and, you know, go on the, they lived on a little mini farm. And the first time I was there, there was a big bull that had, or a cow that had been slaughtered, and there's slaughterers slaughtering pieces all over. I'm not a farmer, so let me just say it was pretty disgusting to see this cow slaughtered, but that's how meat comes, and I had to accept that and figure that out. But as I got to know Bruce, my future father-in-law, I saw this unfolding of how love works in a real way. When I was dating Beth, this was in 86, and Beth's brother, who she's mentioned, I've talked about, is gay. And at that time, in 86, that was a real struggle. That was a struggle for Bruce. The church that Beth grew up in and the family grew up in was Missouri Synod. Missouri Synod, being gay, is not a thing. And it wasn't in 1986. And so as I watched Bruce, who for 40 years, day in and day out, would go to Columbia Machine and work at his station, you know, as a machine shop worker for 40 years to take care of his family. So, I mean, this person is dedicated, has a work ethic like nobody else's, would come home and work on the farm and provide for his family. And his son was gay. And I could see the struggle. It was just hard to figure out because he would go to church. There was nothing about how that works other than it doesn't work. And he'd come home, and here is my son. What do I do? And I watch this man transform from someone who, I don't know what to do. I don't know. This is my son. And I have to love him. And I watched him slowly look to Jesus continually and pick up that quilt of love and say, you know, Jesus calls us to love. I have to love my son. That goes against my church that I've known and loved forever. But that, this is what I'm called. I have to love my son. And I watch this man transform into a loving father for his gay son. And to see someone who struggled so mightily to understand, how do I do this? And then to do it. It's like, this is the priority. You are my child, my beloved. That's what Jesus is calling us to. It's to love. To have the quilt of love. Sorry. One more time. To have the quilt of love. But that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's really that simple to get up and follow Jesus. I believe it's as simple as picking up the quilt of love, whatever that means for you. And that's going to be different for each one of us. And watching Bruce, that the power of love to overcome all diversity and confusion is amazing. That's what Jesus calls us to. Fishing for people is accepting, just simply accepting, the powerful gift of love for another. And it can be costly. And if you read through the gospel, it cost Jesus his life. And it costs the disciples their lives. And it will cost us our lives. And that's what it's about. Jesus says, come. Turn. Turn to me. I am the light. I am Christ. I am God's love in the world for you, for the world. Come. Take up love. And follow me. Amen.